This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
So I came across a story earlier this week in Parade Magazine. The real pizza capital of the U.S. is not where you think. We all know where it is. New Haven Pizza. So, there's a gentleman mentioned in the story. Colin Kaplan literally wrote the book, Pizza in New Haven. So I reached out to him. He also does Taste of New Haven, a bunch of other stuff. Colin, thank you for joining Matt Sirois and myself, Joey Burgoyne, this morning.
Happy to get you hungry. Keep you fed.
It's a Friday pizza? Like, what's better than that?
Yeah, it's pizza night, man. Every night, I guess. But Friday's the best.
So we'll start with the generic question. What the heck is New Haven-style pizza, and why is New Haven-style pizza a thing?
Well, I mean, let's just face it. New Haven pizza is the pinnacle of what pizza should be. If someone doesn't know, they may never have tried real pizza yet, perhaps. Now, New Haven-style pizza is thin, so, you know, the genus of pizza is thick or thin. It's on the thin side. It's crispy. It's chewy. It's got some char. And that is sort of the basis of it. It's going to be a taste experience. It's also potentially going to be the best pizza that anyone's ever had. If they, you know, they're used to some sort of chain pizza from the Midwest or some sort of weird soupy stuff from Chicago.
Yeah, I want to know, where do people of New York and New Jersey get off saying that they have better pizza than the state of Connecticut?
It's like a horse with blinders on. You know, they're trained to just look straightforward and forget about our little state. We got to get loud, and I think part of my job has been getting education and getting loud and making sure people everywhere in the world know about our New Haven, as we call it, Ah Beats.
So now here's the, you know, you had mentioned that Chicago place with their weird upside down thing of a pizza. Like, can you venture out of New England and say find a New Haven style pizza, or is it just a Connecticut, New England-y type thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, this has really exploded. I started doing pizza tours 15 years ago and wrote the book about 7 years ago. We made one movie called Pizza, A Love Story in 2019 and have continued making new stories about pizza to put on YouTube and where else. But it's, you know, you can now find New Haven-style pizza in over 135 cities around the world. And it's in about 35 states from coast to coast and in countries as far away as Australia. So, I mean, it's out there. It's getting out there.
Do they label it as such, or they just accept it as their own?
They label it as New Haven style. A lot of places are even, they're putting a beats in their title, A-P-I-Z-Z-A. You know, for the listeners out there, if you see the A in front of it, it's actually a good thing.
Well, at least they cite the source.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I want to know, can you rank the importance between, like, cheese, dough, and sauce? Because to me, like, cheese and dough are one thing, but a sauce can either, like, make or break a good pie for me.
I think that's what I ask people to you know, think about and judge when they're on a food tour, is let's look at the basis of the pizza. Pizza's a bread. So it really is, to me, the most important thing is the crust. If the crust can't hold up, then what's everything else doing? You know, might as well just have a salad. You might as well just have a casserole. So to me, the crust is so important. But then I agree with you. The next thing is sauce. You got to have a really nice sauce. It's got to be balanced. I like it a little tangy. I like it slightly sweet, only from the tomatoes. I don't want sugar added. So I feel like I can taste that stuff. I want people to do that too when they try it.
So then, you know, we'll move up the pie, shall we say, from the crust to the sauce to the cheese. I'm not going to ask the proverbial obvious question, pineapples on pizzas.
But, oh, gosh.
Like, what ingredients, like, New Haven-style pizza? Is it pepperoni, the sausage, meatball? Like, what is traditional, shall we say, New Haven-style pizza? Or is it just cheese?
Actually, it's not cheese. The tradition is no mozzarella cheese. So it would just be grated cheese, which is actually Pecorino Romano, and it gives it that saltiness, that brine, that kind of very salty, briny taste. The original topping, get ready, drum roll if you have it, is anchovies.
Ah.
So, which I love.
Oh, and thank you. I've met another fellow.
Yeah. And I feel like that's an acquired taste. And I think a lot of people are turned off by anchovies. But that's the original one, man. It was packed with flavor. It was cheap. It was like protein. And it's so common in where pizza came from, which is the area around Naples. And since most people in New Haven came from that area, you know, it's like it's part of the deal. It's part of the tradition.
That weirdly makes sense, Colin. It really does. But, you know, obviously we know that the Sally's, the Pepe's, the Modern down in New Haven is the popular places to be. Is there any places in state other than like the big three there that you would suggest?
100%, man. There's so many places all around, and it's growing. I think the quality of pizza has been growing all around the state, not just the state, but the country. It doesn't have to be New Haven style, of course, but I always say, like, look for New Haven style. You're going to be good. Okay, I definitely love my Ernie's. I grew up on that in New Haven, and Zupardi's in West Haven. Mm. Those are sort of between the big three, Sally's, Pepe's, Modern. Ernie's and Zupardi's are, like, pinnacles. But, you know, you can get to the shoreline. There's Grandad Beats. Up in Thomaston, there's Milestone Pizza Place, and it's great, wood-fired. There's New Haven-style places all around the state now, so you just got to kind of be keen. Now, I do have a map. You can go on to tasteofnewhaven.com, go to New Haven-style pizza map, and you can actually find it throughout Connecticut and the world. And you can click on it and, you know, look at the pizza place.
That's awesome. I grew up, I don't want to say unfortunately, but my parents are more of a thicker crust Greek style pizza, but I'm more of a fan of the New Haven thin crust, crispy, little bit of burnt edges. That's where it's at in my mind, Colin.
I agree. I mean, I grew up with Greek style too, and people don't realize this. Greek style, which is sort of very much a Connecticut and New England thing, it's the most predominant style of pizza in Connecticut. It's actually more predominant than New Haven style.
Well, we're going to work on that, Colin. Again, Colin Kaplan literally wrote the book Pizza New Haven, also Taste of New Haven. Colin, thank you for joining us this morning. It's a great luxury and great appetizer to the day, shall we say.
I hope to see you for pizza soon.
Hey, anytime. My pleasure. Anytime, me and Matt will join you for some pie.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.